Macy's.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's less than 3% of the traveling public will be subjected to it. There are about 385 advanced imaging technology machines out there at about 85 airports. That's such a small number. However, at the airports where they are deployed, they will be used as the primary screening technology, so passengers will be directed towards those machines. Once those lanes get busy and backed up, then they will begin using the walk-through metal detectors. But it isn't very likely that you will be subjected to the AIT technology.
Ah, yes. We're back at it. The most popular story of the week. The world according to the TSA, the world according to the government, the world according to technology, the world according to travelers. That's a TSA security official who reminds you that very few people are being subjected to pat-downs and body scans. You'll be directed toward the lane where the x-ray machines are if you decide, which you didn't say, if you decide you don't want to go through there, you go through the other you go through the other serious pat-down. So one wonders again about the abbreviated lines, which are being reported here and there, and then the long lines everyplace else. Are you traveling? Do you think this will be a foul experience for you? TSA officers report being punched, kicked, shoved during the pat-down procedure at various airports. One woman headbutted a screener who was searching her laptop. They're being called molesters, ordered not to touch my junk. And while they know the new searches are more invasive, officers want travelers to keep in mind they're just doing their jobs to make flying safe. That's what John Pistoli, take a look at that guy's face and his eyes. What do you see when you look at that guy? He's heard all these complaints. He seems now more open to trying to balance safety with invading your privacy. Who is this guy? I didn't elect him. Did you elect him? How do you get the job? I don't know anything about this guy. I want to know more. What do you know about this? I think it's time to find out who this guy is. Don't you think it's important to find out who is serving you? He's a public servant. Is he not? Isn't that what... He worked for the government. You're a public servant. So who is he? I want to know more. Anybody who's got some background on this guy, help yourself to 800-510-8255. I don't like his looks, frankly. I don't like his demeanor. I don't like his attitude. He's a public servant. Yeah, he's there, he says, to protect you. And a lot of people buy into that because they're all full of fear, anxiety, and the government is here to help you out. Right. They're going to help you out, make it much better, safer. This is the way to do it, by feeling your private parts. I got mine felt up last week. I laughed about it, but some people are very serious and very concerned. The guy who had his urine bag broken by the TSA guy. Where's the TSA guy now who did that? Still working, or does he get a little leave of absence? Or maybe he got fired? It's something important to know, is it not? All this stuff is important to know. Interesting, the airlines are keeping a low profile when it comes to all of this. They're saying not much of anything except we better get our passengers on the plane so we can move around and get everybody where they need to go. Here is Sharon Alfonsi, a reporter for ABC, with some of the false alarms, some of the high tension, some of the boycotts going on this week at some of America's busiest airports.
Security scares in the middle of the Thanksgiving travel rush. In Boston, a cargo terminal was shut down after a bomb-sniffing dog pointed police to a suspicious bag. It turned out to be a false alarm. In Phoenix, passengers were removed from their flight and rescreened after someone discovered a loaded magazine clip for a gun on board. The clip apparently accidentally dropped by a police officer. Officials say the officer had permission to carry it. Tensions are high at airports across the country. The TSA made this agent available to the media to talk about how agents are dealing with criticism of the new security measures.
You almost kind of block that out, and you do your job. We do what
we're trained to do.
The TSA announced today flight attendants, like pilots, will no longer have to go through security lines. More than 2 million passengers will. The TSA says delays are possible.
But there's no guarantees that people get on that flight if there are a large number of people who are protesting.
Protesters say they will opt out of those imaging scanners because they're, quote, too invasive. Organizers of the boycott say passengers should demand a more time-consuming pat-down instead. But how many passengers will really put their travel plans in jeopardy just to prove a point?
I really don't know what the response is going to be, but I'm happy that the message is getting out there.
Body scans take about 20 seconds, pat-downs, 2 minutes. The TSA says if thousands of people do choose to opt out, it could mean delays and missed connections for everyone.
Yeah. We'll fix you guys. We'll slow you up and you'll miss your plane. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I think this whole thing is ridiculous. There isn't anything about the way I felt or looking at these images that makes me feel better or safer. And so we have a National Opt-Out Day and Opt-Out Week. Who's traveling? I think it's time for us to get right down to brass tacks. Who's traveling? Who's traveled? I'm talking about this week. From point A to point B, and are you influenced by what the experts say? Have you given yourself more time? Do you really think about all this, or is it just, hello, this is so much hooey about so much hooey? The whole idea of telling the terrorists what we're doing, maybe that scares them. They know they're going to have their private parts squeezed. Ooh, I don't want that to happen. Or are the terrorists just winning and laughing? 800-510-8255. We'll check in with a former senator who wants to run for the presidency, who has been happy to be interviewed by anybody who wants to talk to him, Rick Santorum, with his thoughts on this up next on the Countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
And the number here is 800-510-8255. Your wish will be my command when you call. You want to talk about this issue. You've been through it. You're happy that it's being done, or you're not one way or the other. The news media is overblowing it. That's what some people say. The story is out of control. Anyway, here's Greta Van Susteren on Fox speaking with Senator Rick Santorum. Santorum thinks we're giving in to terrorists following all these procedures.
Well, the new TSA procedure is giving in to terrorists. Former Senator Rick Santorum is worried. He joins us live. That's your phrase, giving in to terrorists. Why do you say that?
Well, I just think that we need to make sure that our airlines are safe. We need to make sure that these targets are secured from terrorist attacks. We also need to use common sense in doing that. And, you know, we are going to the nth degree here. Well, you can board a train right two blocks from here. You can pack it with explosives, and you can probably kill more people in that train and blow up. And if you blow yourself up in a tunnel in New York City, maybe even bring down buildings, etc. And there is absolutely no security there. None. You can walk on. There's no magnetometer. There's nothing. I mean, they have a dog that you can walk by.
I think I'll stop taking the train now. Thank you for that.
Yeah, the point is we seem to have gone overboard. Yes, and the terrorists are attacking us here. There's no question. They keep coming back to this. And I understand why we need to have enhanced security here. But what we need is a dose of common sense and reality. And what we're not doing is we're not targeting those who are the most likely subjects, actually putting them through more rigorous
screening. So you
say,
put you on profiling?
I don't think it's profile. I mean, that's a dirty word. I think what you need to do is you need to ask questions of people. You need to get the list. TSA has to have access to who's coming on these planes, be able to look at that, look at who might be potentially dangerous, and pull those people aside and ask them questions. Randomly ask other people questions. And these are things that are done routinely by other countries without this invasion of privacy that is real. I mean, and by the way, the expense of going through this, the expense of people having to show up now an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to get through, it's going to be a zoo.
Who's making the money on this? I mean, these machines, they've been in national airports for a long time. All of a sudden they show up, and the first day that
they're not cheap machines.
The first time that I had to go through it is the people didn't know how to operate, so I had to stand there forever. I mean, it went on endlessly, and I said, look, I must have been in there like maybe 5 minutes, and they couldn't get it to work, and I thought, bad choice. Don't do this to someone in the media, because we're likely to do a story on this. But who's making the money on this?
Well, there's an intense lobbying job that was done to try to get these machines installed, and I'm sure that there are people in the administration that have connections to make sure that happens. So, I mean, that's just the way. Of course someone's getting rich. I mean, that's not that that's all bad. Look, this is a good technology. I don't think the technology is a bad thing. I think these machines need to be there. They need to be a secondary source, not a primary source, for those who are identified as folks who should get extensive searching.
I think that's maybe a good idea, yeah. Not everybody. Not a 3-year-old, not a 6-year-old. So, that certainly makes some sense. 800-510-8255, Rick Santorum, former senator from Pennsylvania, who is running for the presidency and wants to be heard on anything. If you're burping, he wants to talk about it. At any rate, here's the story on John Pistoli, who has been the TSA administrator since July of this year. He is a 26-year veteran of the FBI, has extensive national security and counterterrorism experience. He was put in charge after September 11th of the counterterrorism program at the FBI, became the FBI's Executive Assistant Director for Counterterrorism. He was named Deputy Director of the FBI in 2004. He has led or been involved in several high-profile investigations, including the attempted car bombing in New York and Times Square last May, and in December of last year on the attempted attack on that flight that came from, was it Amsterdam into Detroit? He's also been involved in the plot against New York City subways, suicide bombings of people in Saudi Arabia. He was a special forces agent. Before that, he was, organized crime section in Washington, the police department there. He was an agent in Boston. He comes from Rhode Island, apparently. I think that's it. He is a tough-looking guy. They take that away from him. But he's an FBI. And by the way, he's entitled to two retirements. Work for one agency, goes to work for another agency. It's like the Army. You go to work for the Army, you get out, you get a retirement. Go to work for another agency, get another retirement. Just a side comment. 21 after on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's simple.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Thanksgiving weekend and travel is in the focus and opting out is in the focus. And we're getting, as we usually do here on the Talk Radio Review, a consistent sound of one side and the other side, television, radio. I'm not talking about the sides of radio and television. I'm talking about the sides of the issue. Sometimes it's political, it's left and right. Sometimes in this circumstance, the government good, government bad. What say you? You'll have your opportunity in a matter of moments here at 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Our text line is 646-926-DOUG, monitored by Clay Kohut, who's in charge of our social media. You can go on Twitter.com as well. Include your name when you're sending a text along, if you please. Here from CNN, John King speaks with former Congressman Bob Barr, who, as it turns out, is part of the opt-out alliance.
You are part of the opt-out alliance, and your organization sent out an email today offering people one of these cards, essentially asking them to click online to get their rights. And you describe what's happening at the airport as this way. Groping, naked x-ray scans, and invasive searches are unconstitutional and should not be part of your holiday travel plans. My first question to you is that what is the alternative in the short term? Why should people opt out, tie up airport security lines on such a busy day of travel? Why can't we just have a conversation about maybe how we can improve things, but not disrupt commerce, disrupt holiday, and disrupt the economy?
Well, the major problem is the TSA has shown itself as recently as yesterday in comments by its administrator completely unwilling to consider changes to these very invasive, unreasonable searches of individual passengers without any suspicion that they've done anything wrong, John.
But there was any suspicion at all. But post 9/11, post the recent attempt to send these packages into the United States, there has to be some higher alert. How do you balance, understandably, the rights of Americans to be innocent until proven guilty with the right of this agency to say we want to prevent another 9/11?
It has nothing to do with innocent until proven guilty. It has to do with the Fourth Amendment's mandate that the government cannot conduct a search of somebody that's unreasonable. And if you take somebody, John, who has already gone through the normal background or not the normal screening process and then say, well, we want to give you an additional one, not because we believe you've done anything wrong, but just because we want to, That is unreasonable, and that's what people ought to be up in arms about. It's utterly unnecessary, and for the government to be able to say, do it just because we say you have to do it, is something that Americans are increasingly objecting to, and they should.
Yeah, if you're not, that's part of where the profiling comes in. If you're not suspicious, why should I be considered suspicious, or you, I'm speaking to the general listenership of this program, why everybody gets treated the same way, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Now, to underscore what a number of doctors have been saying about these airport scanners, let's see here, there's an article that I came across by Dr. Jerome Corsi, and it reads as follows. Columbia University expert in radiation has confirmed that it is quite likely that the radiation from screening machines being installed around the country by the TSA to use on passengers will cause cancer. That's the word from David Brenner at Columbia Center for Radiological Research in New York, whose research involves radiation biology, low-dose risk estimation, and radiotherapy. There's no use depending on TSA research from the FDA that denied or minimized the risk because those results have been bought and paid for. This according to Dr. Brenner and Dr. Corsi. While the intrusive nature of the screening machines, which reveal an essentially nude image of you to the TSA, has been a hot-button topic this week, it's just lately that the health concerns have become an issue. And there have been reports of infections as well with the TSA. Did you see that story? TSA screeners using the same latex gloves to pat down dozens, perhaps hundreds of passengers, and there's been a report on challenges being raised by various scientists to the claim radiation is not a danger. What say you on all this as we continue on the countdown, 28 past the hour?
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You can be in queuing up right now. You're a passenger, and you want to know what the right thing to do is. Well, the story that I was focusing on a few moments ago, if you're just joining us, the issue this hour is the number one issue this week, and that's the TSA controversy. As people travel by the millions for Thanksgiving, beginning of the holiday season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, thousands of Americans have joined together in a petition which demands action against the intrusive airport screening procedures implemented by the TSA. There is a letter being sent to Congress and the President and others telling them exactly what you think about the issue. You can find this online. As a matter of fact, I think we'll find it and put it on the website. The Homeland Security statements that X-ray imaging scanners are safe. They've been, the government says, research is conclusive, but it hasn't been peer-reviewed. One of the doctors involved here said, quote, "We know the radiation dose is very low, but there are different views on how low is low. The TSA basing its claims for safety on research at the FDA, and so the government paid for it, so the government is going to want to stand up and protect its own, if you will." The question or the comment that Rick Santorum made a few moments ago about people making a lot of money, or the question was asked, people making a lot of money, you've no doubt heard by now that Michael Chertoff, who was the former head of Homeland Security, has a security company now. His company is responsible for pushing a particular kind, and it happens that that kind is the kind that they bought at the FDA. I'm sure there's just a dramatic coincidence in that, right? No, there's no collusion or anything. That's not, no, it's not possible. 800-510-8255. Here is CBS reporter Armin Katady, who has the story on the use of behavior detection, which experts say when they've examined the way it's being done by the TSA simply isn't working.
It's a hidden layer of security most people don't know about. It's called behavior detection.
specially trained TSA employees whose primary mission is to spot terrorists. They look for unique facial expressions and body language that may identify a potential threat. About 3,000 of these officers work at 161 U.S. airports, costing taxpayers nearly $200 million in 2009. This year, the TSA asked Congress for $20 million more to expand the program. But CBS News has learned the program is failing to detect terrorists. It's never even caught one. In fact, sources tell CBS News a Government Accountability Office investigation is raising serious questions about the program. The GAO uncovered at least 16 individuals later accused of involvement in terrorist plots flew 23 different times through U.S. airports since 2004. Yet not one was stopped by TSA behavior detection officers working at those airports.
It's a disgrace.
Charles Slepian is an aviation security analyst.
Why didn't they catch them? If it worked, you would catch them.
And scientists are split over whether it's even possible to recognize terrorists simply by behavior detection. This 2008 report found no evidence it works.
TSA is doing a number of things in the area of behavioral detection, and I personally think that some of them are shams.
In a statement today, the TSA called the program a vital layer of security based in science that has resulted in more than 1,700 arrests for illegal activities, like drug smuggling.
The report based on the GAO investigation is due to be released tomorrow. It will recommend across-the-board improvements, ones the TSA is expected to accept.
800-510-8255. In a moment, the story of how much of your money is being spent to build these machines, and how much has been spent to lobby Congress and those who make the decisions on buying this stuff. That comes up after we listen to radio host Mark Reardon speak with Paul Rosenzweig, who comes from the Heritage Foundation. Rosenzweig is focused on the screening procedures and we're always hearing people say, let's use what's in Israel, but his guy says, no, it's not realistic to do that here.
What do you know about what the Israelis do?
Well, what they do is not something that I think would really fit America for a lot of reasons. I mean, they've got one international airport, Ben Gurion. It does about 11 million passengers a year. Atlanta by itself does eight times that, right? And then you add St. Louis, New York, Chicago, L.A. We do 600 million a year. So there's no way we're going to have the capacity to do the kind of in-depth, in-person interviews that they do in Israel. We're also never going to get enough people to do it. They have a single airport. They've got a small, trained cadre of people who are really quite expert at it, mostly from Shin Bet, one of their intelligence services. So, you know, we're not going to have 40,000 TSA intelligence officers of that quality, no matter how good they are. And then, you know, the last thing is they profile. I mean, they'll look at you, and if you're an Israeli who speaks Hebrew, they won't do anything to you. If you're an Arab, they will. And there's just no way that America's going to put up with that, at least not without a lot of screaming as well. So, you know, it's a nice idea. It really is. But it's fit for a small country like Israel with a small defined set of problems. It doesn't really seem to me like it's the answer in America.
One of the things it seems to me that people are outraged about is you got grandma going through with the wheelchair. You got the 3-year-old kids. Now, certainly terrorists could potentially hide explosives or weapons on an elderly person or on a child. That would not be unheard of. But I think it ticks a lot of people off that perhaps we're not profiling. We're not looking at potential terrorists. We're looking at innocent people who probably, for all intents and purposes, would never carry on explosives.
Well, I think that's a fair point. I mean, from my perspective, we don't want to go to profiling. That's not something that we in America could do. What we really want to go to is better intelligence gathering and information analysis about people. You know, not judge them by what they look or necessarily even what they say in the airport, but judge them by the whole of what we know about them from, who their friends are, where they've traveled recently, things like that. But that's to be fair, that's a different sort of profiling too. And people are just as, some people think that that's just as much a privacy invasion as groping.
What do you think? 800-510-8255. Paul Rosenzweig there from the Heritage Foundation. The Thanksgiving Travel Week and the opportunity to go visit loved ones turning into frustration because of this National Opt-Out Day. The movement itself has called on you, if you're an airline passenger, to forego the body scanning machines. TSA, though, said this week it can fine you up to $11,000 for just walking away from the airport security process. Imagine that, huh? You can be fined $11,000 if you say, no, I'm not going to go through this. People in government say the fine is mostly a deterrent so the terrorists cannot back out of security checks once they start. How do you feel about the potential if you say no, that they fine you $11,000? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host John Gambling speaking with Lee Kerr, the assistant administrator at the TSA.
If it's important, if I deny that I don't want to go through the screening machine, why wouldn't you be patting me down everywhere?
Well, you know, we are in the process of deploying that equipment across the country, and we have multiple layers of security, both seen and unseen, at all airports. And so we have other things in place to make sure that everyone is safe as they go through all of our checkpoints.
Okay, but you would agree with me that if it's important to do at Kennedy, it's important to do everywhere, right?
Well, what I would say is that anyone who goes to the advanced imaging technology, it's a very effective tool to see if things are hidden underneath your clothing. And so if you don't wish to go through that equipment, we want to make sure that you have commensurate screening at that point. But for airports that don't yet have that equipment, but it's coming in the future, we do have other mitigations in place to make sure that everyone who gets on board is safe.
But you don't have underwear bomb detection at those places.
We have other mechanisms in place to make sure that someone who is secreting an explosive in their clothing is detected in other ways.
Not to be annoying, and I don't mean it to be, but what you're saying is then that the same level of detection is going on at full body scanning airports.
I'm saying that we have other layers of
okay,
equipment,
I hear you.
Including
okay.
Things like explosive trace detection, which is equipment which finds out if you have come in close contact with explosives. We also have behavior detection officers, which are looking for anomalous behaviors, as well as other things that are seen and unseen to mitigate that threat.
No, my question is really directed as to if that indeed works as well as it does, and it was a year ago, Christmas, when the underwear bomber guy flew into Detroit and started at least this leg, if you will, of detection and security, that there are other ways to do this besides the way that it's being done, but you feel more comfortable with this, right?
I would say that we have had the experts, we have had a series of experts come up with what we think is the best use of technology, the best use of our process, including the pat-down, and we are a risk-based, intelligence-driven organization that looks at what the current threat is and how we best mitigate it.
800-510-8255. That was assistant administrator of the TSA, Lee Kerr, talking with John Gambling, and you wonder about the procedures. If they're so important, why aren't they being used everywhere? So vital to our security. Okay, so I'm looking here at the cost, looking at who's involved, the lobbyists, for example, Tom Daschle's wife and her company are involved in lobbying efforts in trying to get a certain company. So we've got, they're Democrats, so they're on one side. And she was a lobbyist, I think she still is, for American Airlines. And there was a controversy about that for some reason a few years ago. Let's see here. This company that she is a lobbyist for spent millions of dollars lobbying the federal government to get them to buy this particular type of screening device. Let's see. I'm looking at the overview of what the Center for Responsive Politics say when they go through the lobbyist, who's influenced whom about what. And that's part of the process. You know that. It's big business. And there are two companies that supply the scanners to the TSA, L3 Communications and Rapiscan Systems. They have a record, a history of using high-powered political operatives and these lobbyists like Daschle to influence your congressman, your senator. There are a lot of other companies that are trying to get government contracts along this line, too, because it's big business. The TSA spent $80 million on body scanners, these particular body scanners, so far, and they want to buy hundreds of new scanners. L3 Communications sold 40-some-odd million dollars worth of machines to the TSA. They're the ones who spent the $4.3 million lobbying. Let's see here. Rapiscan sold about the same amount. They spent $221,000 on lobbying the federal government. So you got Daschle on one side and Chertoff on the other. 800-510-8255. So the issue is whether you're being handled or manhandled well. There are all kinds of issues here. We'll get to your calls in just a moment on the countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ted's in Virginia. You're on the countdown, sir.
Well, again, I think the government, the TSA, DHS, they've done a very poor job of selling it to the public. So you're getting this tremendous backlash. Also, on profiling, I'd like to make a comment. It's not as simple as people think. Look at the suicide bombings in Israel. What they do is the other side continually changes the people that are suicide bombers. You know, they start using women, they start using children, and so forth and so on. So it simply doesn't work because it's a moving target. In my opinion, we either do the pat down correctly or we don't do it at all.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin position strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Save you 15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, let's see if we can get to as many of these calls as possible. 800-510-8255. We're reviewing the TSA pat-down controversy, the scanners, the gloves, the x-rays, the... You name it, this is why this is such a great conversation on the air. Carl is in Wilmington, North Carolina. You're a former TSA supervisor, sir, is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
Why are you a former TSA supervisor?
I ran afoul of the TSA when I questioned some of their methods. I was hired, I was one of the first ones hired at a brand new airport when they first started the TSA, and was told basically didn't care what my past experience was after I got hired, I did what they said or else, because it didn't matter.
And this was from the boss? Is there some booklet that says this? Yeah. And where did they come from? What kind of person was your supervisor? What sort of profile do they have, most of
the people? The overall airport manager was ex-Air Force. The number two guy was FAA, and he had some other kind of background. And a lot of the other ones came directly from the people who were doing the security, who were there before we got there, who were never even supposed to have been hired.
Yeah, the minimum wage flatfoots, the cop wannabes, et cetera.
Yep. Well, yeah. No, I mean, the people who were doing the screening, who were there before we even got hired, were not supposed to get hired any higher than basic screeners. They brought a lot of those people in as management because of their experience.
What do the people who are listening right now need to know about what the TSA is doing, how they run the thing? My comment is a frequent traveler is there's so many of them.
Right. One of the things you don't want to do is you do not want to film the process. That is strictly against regulation. I know there's different talk show hosts telling people, film the process. You cannot do that. That is a federal violation. It will get you in deeper trouble.
Why? Why? What is there about it? The federal government doesn't want you to, they don't want the terrorists to see what goes on? I mean,
exactly. Their reasoning is if yours is, that it, a terrorist would do that to see how to subvert the process.
Mm-hmm. What, well, you know, but the terrorist could
the issue,
a terrorist could go through the process, just watch it, and they could go through And watch what's going on. What difference does it make?
I agree with that post, but I'm telling you from both sides. I mean, as a screener, I see it one way, and as a person, I see the other. Because see, what a lot of people don't understand is the same things they put the public through, even the screeners, when they come to work, have to go through the same thing every day. I mean, you get scanned 3-4 times a day. Sometimes it ends up being full body because you forgot something in your pocket or for whatever reason just happened to set off the detector.
Yeah, so what are those people? They have a, is there a union there, or are they all not?
As I know, they have the AFG in there now. They fought that tooth and nail when it first came in, including the having meetings saying, well, you can join, but it could threaten your
career.
Employment. And when I stood that and said, you know, that is against federal regulation to tell us this, and they stopped the meetings, that was one of the reasons why they sought to get rid of me, was because I was a former government employee. I'd worked for another government agency when I got hired by them. I supposedly hired as a supervisor because of my vast experience. I was retired Air Force enlisted air crew who had, I mean, I had a ton of experience searching passengers because you have to search to go on your airplane. The only thing I didn't have was the X-ray machine experience, and I turned out to be one of the best people they had on the X-ray machine. When they had problems in certain areas, I was the guy they came and got and sent to that area to go work in that area until the thing straightened out.
So why did they...
They got rid of me because I knew too much and I saw through too many things. They didn't like the way I questioned things.
Yeah. Let's hear it for the... Yeah, this is sort of an era of a foreign government. It sounds to me like we have... we got guys like Pistoli, who's an FBI guy, who, you know, these people all come from secrecy, and they all come from everybody's guilty until proven innocent. So there's too much of this kind of stuff going on. You've brought us some interesting things to talk about, Carl. Thank you. By the way, what are you doing now?
I still work for the government security in security. I don't want to go any different, than that. But I actually basically went back to the job I was doing beforehand, and I still work in security.
Got it. If you tell me where, you got to kill me. I get it. All right, Carl, thank you. Matt's in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Go ahead, sir. You're on the countdown.
Yes, sir. See, I look at this whole pat-down and scanner thing as being part of the military. That's how you got to look at yourself. The terrorists are already run, let's face it. All you're doing is standing in front of a screen. They're looking at the outline of your body, or they're patting you down if you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But we got people losing life and limb over there trying to protect us. This is your way of protecting some of the people of the United States, too. Whatever's on the plane, you're protecting that many people by doing this.
I don't believe that it is protecting anybody. I think it's a bunch of hooey, but I appreciate your point of view, sir. Thank you. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'd like to acknowledge the following sources that were used in the production of the program: MSNBC, CNN, Fox, ABC, CBS, The Mark Regan Show, John Gambling, Joe Crummy, Tom Ashbrook, Doc Thompson. Program written by Jeff Clothey. Produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving weekend of travel here from the Countdown.